wire, heavy-duty tread-in posts, and insulators. Remember your high-quality Sioux Steel gates. Mending your fences is almost enjoyable with help from the folks at Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre.
Your cancer care should be as unique as you are. At Avera Breast Center, our team of experts create a treatment plan that will work best for your type of cancer, using the latest screening, radiation, and surgical techniques. You also have access to holistic approaches to help with side effects and a 24/7 call center for answers to your cancer questions when you need them. Learn more at avera.org/breast or by calling 855-697-2592.
Not too far from the start of this one, so let's have tonight's Montana Dakota Utilities starting lineups. First for the visiting Stanley County Buffaloes. Well, if you follow this team, the starting five, you know well. Lathan Prince at the point, the 6'1 senior. Cormac Duffy on the wing, the 6'2 senior. Gavin Irving, the 5'10 senior, also on the side, along with the 5'11 senior, Jason Titsy, and the fifth of the five starting seniors in the post, 6'5 Strand Scott for head coach Max Both and assistant Damon Hoffteaser. The Montana Dakota Utilities starting lineup for the Todd County Falcons when we return to Mission in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
Montana Dakota Utilities slogan, in the community to serve, goes beyond providing safe and reliable natural gas service. MDU and our dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live, just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
Again, look for this team to score from about anywhere they can. Plenty of good scores for Todd County, and they're starting five of these. Ray Crow, he is a 5'9 sophomore. Stephen Guru, a 5'11 junior, along with 5'10 junior. Sage Yellow Eagle. Down low, 6'2 senior Michael Larvey and 6'2 junior Charles Long. So they're not terribly big in the post. Kellen Herman is the head coach here in White River. Pretty good player in his day, or Todd County, I should say. Not White River, Todd County, you know. He led Todd County to a state tournament when he played here. Those are the Montana Dakota Utilities starting lineups. The Law on the Court next, brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. We'll introduce the officials in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
It's your lucky day. You just won a sweepstakes and you received a cashier's check to cover the cost of claiming your winnings. All you need to do is deposit the check and wire a portion of the money to pay those fees. There's just one catch. It's a scam. If you deposit the check and wire the money, your bank will soon learn the check is a fake and you are responsible to pay it back. The Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection wants you to know that counterfeit check scams are on the rise. For more information, contact their office, 1-800-300-1986.
The officials for this evening's game are Shane Bartos, Domico Rodriguez, and Brett LaCroix. The Law on the Court brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. As was the case when we were in Crow Creek Tribal School in Stephan last Thursday, fans are not allowed here. So we'll have to do our Jim Nance golf voice, hello friends. And that'll be the way it'll be this evening. But the Todd County, in fact, this was to have been a varsity doubleheader, but the Todd County girls team right now is in health and safety protocol. Instead, the Buffalo girls, coming off that good win over Cheyenne Eagle Butte on Saturday, will come here to play against Todd County on Friday night. Stanley County wearing their road purple uniforms, white numerals and letters in gold trim, and Todd County in their home white uniforms with blue numerals and letters and gold trim. Not too far from the Winds Dakota Mart in Fort Pierre opening tip. Let's hear from them. We'll come back in 30 here on KGFX.
Welcome to Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pierre. Check out their selection in the meat, produce, and deli department. The freshest and best quality in the area. Check out their hardware department as well as the rest of the store. Don't see what you need? Just ask. Their friendly staff is more than happy to help in any way possible. For any gathering, large or small, Lynn's Dakota Mart is there for you. Special orders and requests too. Smart grocery shopping takes a little TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pierre. Thrifty, local, convenient.
Credit to these folks here at Todd County. They're doing their best to try to keep the normal atmosphere, playing music and timeouts and so forth. But it's just a little bit different when there are no fans here. But, of course, this is being done for safety's sake. Todd County at 5-6, trying to bounce back after a couple of losses in low after falling to McLaughlin, of course, on Saturday. And the Buffaloes just looking to keep this good streak going. 5 in a row now with a record of 10-2 and standing second in 6A. And that's our Becky Possible State Farm pregame. We're just about ready for tip here in Mission. It's the Stanley County Buffaloes and the Todd County Falcons. Back with tonight's action in 2 minutes. This is high school basketball on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Are you into discovering new beers? The Crossing Casino in Pierre features tap beers from brewers across South Dakota. Use your Untappd app. That's UNTAPPD app. And learn more about locally brewed beers. Check out the beers they currently have on tap and ask about the Crossing Casino's weekly specials. Join your friends at the Crossing Casino. A relaxed atmosphere, flavorful beers, and plenty of friendly faces. The Crossing Casino is next to the Corner Station in Pierre.
Did you put more on that high-interest credit card this holiday season than you expected? Why not transfer that balance onto an Owyhee Federal Credit Union credit card with a fixed rate of 9.9% APR, no balance transfer fees, and no annual fees? How could you go wrong? Stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pierre.
People helping people.
Ready for basketball? Of course, these teams did not play a year ago because Todd County did not play basketball a year ago, but Stanley County wants to turn around a trend they don't like in this series. 15 of the last 16 have gone to the Falcons, including 2 years ago here, 70-42. Stanley County won here 4 years ago, 58-57. Lathan Prince, Cormac Duffy, Gavin Irving, Dason Titsy, Strand Scott for Stanley County. Ray Crow, Steve Guru, Sage Yellow Eagle, Michael Larvey, Charles Long for Todd County. Michael Larvey to jump center against Strand Scott. It's the Buffaloes who take the tip. They'll shoot at the basket to your right in the first half. We hope you enjoy the action from Mission. Titsy works it to Prince on the right wing. Back to Titsy for Scott down low and had it blocked from behind. Ray Crow knocked it out of his hand and out of bounds. It'll stay with Stanley County, but a good play by Crow to prevent Strand Scott from making a layup. Titsy will inbound. Didn't inbound in time. 5 seconds. Stanley County with a turnover. And 15 seconds in, it'll be Todd County's basketball for the first time. Again, this was to have been a varsity doubleheader, but to no girls game here. Stanley County girls will come here Friday instead. Yellow Eagle into the lane, right of the lane it is for Long. Left baseline for Larvey. He kicks it to Long at the left foul line. Extended pass behind Guru. He's able to catch it, however. 14 on the shot clock, and the old circle is Larvey at the bucket to our left. Hand it back out to Yellow Eagle. They'll reset it, and they're running the shot clock down. As we said, Maxwell didn't expect this. Four to shoot. Left wing Long. Two to shoot. One. They just got it away in time and missed a three by Guru with the rebound brought in by Gavin Irving. Well, never know, do you? The expectation that they try to run and gun in the first possession, they took the shot clock right down to the end. Baseline right, Cormac Duffy to Prince, up top to Gavin Irving. A minute 10 gone. No one has scored yet. Duffy for Gavin Irving. Left baseline trying to drive on Long. Turns around for a Prince three. Right wing, he got it. Nathan Prince's first three of the game, and Stanley County has the first three of the game. 3-0 Buffs. 90 seconds gone here in Mission at Todd County High School. And we'll tell you a little bit. A really nice job with this place. It's not a new building, of course, but you wouldn't know it if you look in some places. They've done a nice job in some refurbishing. Long on the left wing for Yellow Eagle. His three is good for the answer in a tie game. So Sage Yellow Eagle ties it at three. 6:08 in the first quarter here in Mission. Interesting matchup here. Prince on a bounce on the right wing to Gavin Irving. Up top again. Left wing for Lathan. His three's coming. He got knocked down. It didn't go. But Sage Yellow Eagle fouled him to give Lathan Prince three free throws. That nearly went in. Don't see a lot of four-point plays. Prince had the chance for one there. Instead, he'll have three shots at the line with 5:57 in the first quarter. And the first is good. And Stanley County's ahead again by a score of 4-3. And here certainly is where the Buffs want to be better than they were last Thursday. Just 14 of 28 at the foul line against Crow Creek, although they did win. Second one, good too. It's 5-3 for Stanley County. And Prince will try to make all three and make it a three-point SC lead. 2-3 dribbles. Knee bend on the way and off the rim. Rebounded by Michael Larvey for Todd County. So it remains 5-3 Stanley County at 5:50 in the first quarter. Yellow Eagle walks it into the front court. Up top for Long. Again, they only go 6-2, so they're playing really three guards and two wing players in this lineup. But they do balance their scoring pretty well. Long with a bounce pass. Good catch by Yellow Eagle. And almost accidentally threw it into the hoop. He has all five for Stanley County. Well worked out. 5-5 tie. Second time the game's been tied already. 5:20 in the first quarter. Prince left wing for Stanley County. Cut off there well by Yellow Eagle. Bring it on the right side to Cormac Duffy. Still 16 on the shot clock for Stanley County as it's worked by Prince. He backs up to back away from Yellow Eagle. 9 to shoot now, and as Prince made a drive on the right alley, trying to make a steal was Ray Crow, but Ray fouled him instead. His first and the second Todd County team foul to give Stanley County a new shot clock. 5:03 in the first quarter, tied at 5 here in Mission. Inbound in the right corner to Prince, or to Duffy, and bring it up top now to Lathan Prince. Crow there to guard him again. Right wing Jason Titsy. A spin right of the lane, 7-foot one-hand runner missing, but he gained his own rebound right back to the goal, threw this one over the rim, but not able to hang on to this rebound is Long. And Stanley County will inbound. With still 31 on the shot clock. 1 out of 4 shooting for the Buffs early on. 2 out of 3 for Todd County. Prince, left wing, middle of that wing's Duffy. Still 20 on the shot clock. 4:34 in the quarter, tied at 5. Prince, left wing. Here comes a three. He nailed another one. Lathan Prince has all 8 for Stanley County. And the Buffs lead again 8-5, 4:22 in the first quarter. Long for Todd County. At the bucket to our left. Remember, watch it at the KGFX page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. Brought to you by Bauman Lumber. Yellow Eagle guarded by Prince, trying to use a screen for Long. Crow down low. Oh, great anticipation by Jason Titsy to intercept the pass for Todd County's first turnover. And Prince, they just walk it into the front court. Again, you're not going to see this Stanley County team have a lot of fast breaks. It's not what this particular team is doing. Lob on the left baseline to Duffy. He's in the middle of the lane and left it short from nine. Charles Long with a rebound for Todd County, who's down a three, 8-5, 3:38 in the first. Duffy made a steal. Cormac, another good play. Drives, fouled as he missed the layup. But Charles Long with the foul after Todd County's second turnover. And again, Max Folt talked about all that Cormac Duffy is doing in the pregame, and he made a great steal right there. And it'll earn him a couple of free throws. Prince a moment ago was 2 for 3, 3:34 in the first. First one by Cormac, rattled out. Roxy comes in for Stanley County. The sophomore. Terrence Eastman, a senior, is into the lineup for Todd County. One more for Cormac Duffy, still 8-5 Stanley County at 3:34 in the first. Second one rimmed the basket, too. So they both missed, and Terrence Eastman just in with a Todd County rebound. Still 8-5 Stanley County, 3:25 in the first quarter, and a travel here by Crow as he came down the right alley. But the third turnover on Todd County. Next action for the Buffs is in Chamberlain. For the boys, that's Thursday night. Zeeb. Hand on the left wing to Prince. Strand Scott, by the way, getting the break for Zeeb to come into the game. Prince with a right wing pass to Irving. Drive right baseline. No good. Bodies hit the floor. No call. Although Kellen Herman wanted an offensive foul. His team got the ball anyway. Off an Eastman rebound. He has it right of the way. The shot clock was not reset as it went down to zero while Todd County had the ball, so they got that fixed. 2:56 in the first quarter. Again, the Buffs go to Chamberlain to the Armory to take on the Cubs Thursday evening, and that'll be on 94.5, 100.5 KPLO starting at around 7:30. They left that shot clock at 35, but Eastman drives in anyway and draws a foul on Duffy. Cormac's first. In fact, it's the first foul on Stanley County, just over 5 minutes into the game. And Eastman, who's already garnered a couple of rebounds since coming into the game, now has a couple of trips at the foul line. First for him here, short. And then Monday night, a newly ranked Class B boys team, Potter County, comes to Parkview Auditorium. We'll have that one here on KGFX here at around 7:30. On Monday evening. Eastman hit the second, 8-6 now for Stanley County. 2-point lead for the Buffs, 2:45 in the first quarter. Glad to have you with us on this Tuesday evening from Mission. We're way down south in central South Dakota. Prince, right wing. Now between the rings, hands it to Zeeb on a weave. And it is into the lane for a turnaround that's good by Duffy. First two by Cormac. Knocked out of bounds by Stanley County. We're trying to get our video, by the way, back going in just a bit. .209 in the first quarter. 10-6. Stanley County with the lead. Todd County with a basketball. A bounce from Yellow Eagle to Eastman with a jumper in the lane. That's good with a foul. Terrence Eastman has three. The foul is on Strand Scott, who is back in the game. 10-8, now 10-9 as Eastman made the free throw, and he has four quick points, 10-9. Stanley County's lead down to one with 2 minutes left in the first quarter. 10-9 is 1. Yikes. Titsy, left wing for Lathan Prince. Yeesh, back up top to Titsy, right wing to Irving. It's been one of those days, folks. Prince to the right side of the lane, lost the ball, and is picked up by Ray Crow. And Todd County with a chance for the lead. They're in transition and bring it down floor to Eastman, who scores again on the layup. And Todd County does take the lead for the first time. 11-10 127, first quarter here in Mission at Todd County High School. So the Buffs find themselves down. Now a push. Well, Prince is called for an offensive foul. Tangling there with Ray Crow. Prince is called for the foul. His first team foul, number three. Turnover over number three on Stanley County. 121 in the first quarter. And lost out of bounds now by Todd County. Brock Zeeb is out, and Cormac Duffy back into the Stanley County lineup. Stanley County now down a point, 1-10 in the first quarter, 11-10 for Todd County. Titsy hands it to Lathan Prince. A minute left in the first quarter. Still 22 to shoot as Prince backs it out. Backs away from Crow. Duffy offers a screen. Prince doesn't use it. Lathan still dribbling with a left hand in the center circle. 13, 11 to shoot now. 9, 8 as Prince now uses a Scott screen. Takes it right of the lane for a Duffy 3. No, they call another offensive foul on Lathan Prince. And both of them legitimate. He cleared off both times. His second, and that'll bring him out of the game. Brock Z back in. Team foul number 4 and turnover number 4. And the Buffalo's leading scorer is off the floor for the moment. 35 seconds left in the first quarter. 11-10, Todd County leading Stanley County. Into the lane for a drive. A good pass from Eastman to Yellow Eagle, and Sage is fouled. He'll head to the line. 29.8 left in the first quarter. And this one's on Brock Zeba's first, and that's team foul number 5 already on Stanley County. So Todd County could have some chances at the foul line in this first half. Yellow Eagle misses the first here. Keeps it 11-10, Todd County in front. 29.8 left in the first quarter. He'll have another. He's good with this one. 12-10, Todd County. 26 seconds remain. Quarter number 1. Prince off the floor with 2 fouls. Irving running the point, handed to Zeeb. Now to 18 seconds. Shot clock is off. Irving trying to make a drive. Left wing. Here's a 3 by Gavin Irving. It's off the rim. And the rebound came down to Todd County's Richard Brill Jr., who was into the game. Right wing Crow, 6 seconds and 5. As Eastman with a jumper, a 3 on the left side is short. And it's rebounded by Dason Titsy, who from about 66 feet hit the glass and rim. But at the end of 1 here in Mission, Todd County 12, Stanley County 10. On the Wagner Auto scoreboard, brought to you by Wagner Auto and Pier, the one place to go. Back in 1 minute with the second quarter on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre is your one stop for fencing materials and supplies. Sioux Nation handles Red Brand steel posts and barbed wire. They carry staples, wood posts, both blunt and pointed, railroad ties, continuous fence, and guardrail. Sioux Nation sells quality Gallagher electric fence products, electric fence wire, heavy-duty tread-in posts, and insulators. Remember your high-quality Sioux steel gates. Mending your fences is almost enjoyable with help from the folks at Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre.
Second quarter, Todd County with the arrow in basketball and lead 12-10 over Stanley County. Here is Duffy getting his hands on a pass, deflecting it, driving for a layup to tie the game. Cormac Duffy for the second time makes a steal, turns it into a layup, and ties the game for the third time at 12 with 7:38 left in the first half. Ray Crow out there with Stephen Garou, Richard Brill Jr., Terrence Eastman, and Sage Yellow Eagle for Todd County. Crow up top, guarded by Irving, and he traveled. did Crow for the fifth turnover on Todd County, who brings Charles Long back in for Stephen Guru. We'll, again, our apologies. I don't know what happened to our streaming video. We'll get it back going soon, so just stick with us. Jason Titzy with 7:18 in the half. Handed on the right wing to Duffy. Cormack up top for Titzy again. Lathan Prince back on the floor. Remember, two fouls, both on the offensive end in that first quarter. Duffy with a bounce, trying to go for Titzy. Went off the leg of a Falcon of Todd County and out of bounds. It'll stay with Stanley County. We're in a 12-12 tie. It's 7:07 left in the first half. It is up top for a Prince three that is missing, and Terrence Eastman, who's done a good job since coming into the game. He is a senior and has the rebound for Todd County for a driving layup by Richard Brill Jr. That's good. Todd County back on front, 14-12. We're just over a minute into the second quarter. As Jason Titzy walks into the front court, bucket to our right for Irving. Right baseline drive, high off the glass, didn't go. Scott with the offensive board. Tried for the follow, didn't go, but Strander on to foul. And it's the second in Charles Long. So he had a rest. And not long after being back into the start of the quarter, his second foul. Strand Scott heads to the line for two for Stanley County. First is no good. Oh, a struggle with the line early again for the Buster, two for six. So Long out, and Ashton Eagle Bear, a 5'11 senior, replaces him for Todd County. Well, one more for Scott. Best he can do is make it a one-point Todd County lead here. He is no good again. And rebounded by Yellow Eagle. And the free throw problems have followed the bus from Stefan to Mission. They're 2-for-7 at the start of this one. Crow up top to Yellow Eagle. Sage. Right wing to Eastman. Finds Eagle Bear. Swinging along the side for Crow. Open for a three. This one misses, and trying to grab the rebound, saving it, and doing so is Eagle Bear. Good job there. Into the lane for Eastman. Fall away from 5 feet. He's good. And off the bench, Terrence Eastman has 8 points. 16-12. Todd County with their longest lead at 4. 5:55 left in the first half. It is Jason Titzy to Prince, to Scott in the lane. He's double-teamed. Moves right past it, but missed the layup. And Richard Brill Jr. with a rebound. Irving trying to make a steal, can't. Good run here for Todd County. They have a 4-point lead. Yellow Eagle up top. Sage on the right wing to Eastman. Skip pass, Crow left side, and Brill took the pass and took steps. 6 turnovers on Todd County. Only the Cormac Duffy steal and laid up the only points so far for Stanley County in the second quarter, and they find themselves down by 4 at 16-12. This is an 11-2 run here by Todd County. They were down as many as 5. Prince on the left wing. Lathan. Still 22 in the shot clock as he directs traffic. Hands it on the left wing to Gavin Irving. Foul line extended. Dropped the ball. Scott, however, is there to pick it up. Drives. Layup. Missed. Brill the rebound. Just a little too hard on the try by Scott. Down floor to Eastman for Todd County. Drives in the lane, one-handed runner, but it didn't fall. And Duffy rebounds for Stanley County in the bustle. Walk it down the floor again. Down four at 16-12. 4:48 left in the first half. Duffy into the lane. A lot of contact. They don't call anything. Instead, the pass out front to Irving. Lob on the right side for Duffy. Right baseline drive. One hand over Eastman. Misses. Follows his own miss and scores. And Stanley County head coach Max Foth wants a full Agtegra timeout. Back within two of the Buffs. 16-14 Todd County with 4:32 left in the first half here in Mission. And back in 1 minute on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
Your cancer care should be as unique as you are. At Avera Breast Center, our team of experts create a treatment plan that will work best for your type of cancer, using the latest screening, radiation, and surgical techniques. You also have access to holistic approaches to help with side effects and a 24/7 call center for answers to your cancer questions when you need them. Learn more at avera.org/breast or by calling 855-697-2592.
Again, our apologies, but you can again watch us at the KGFX page at drgnews.com or the DRG News app, brought to you by Bauman Lumber. Sometimes the gremlins get us, but we have to defeat the gremlins. Stanley County is trying to defeat Todd County, but the Falcons are up 2-16-14, 4:20 in the first half. Pass for Eastman in the lane. Strips over Scott, and Scott leaned into him for a foul, even though Strand was the one that hit the floor, but the foul is called on Strand. That's his second, so he joins Lathan Prince with 2-16 fouls on Stanley County. And Eastman, who came into the game just over the midway mark of the first quarter, and hasn't he done well? 8 off the bench. First one for him rims out, however. So it's still 16-14. Todd County leading Stanley County for 17 first half. Here comes Caden Heason into the game as the senior is in for Strand Scott, his fellow senior. One more for Terrence Eastman. This one's too long, and Heason right away gets his name in the book with a good rebound. And Stanley County still down just 2, 4:10 in the first half, 16-14 Todd County here in Mission. Right wing Prince, he's open. 3 over Crow, he hit it. Lathan Prince's third 3 of the first half. He has 11. Stanley County leads again, 17-16. With 3:54 in the first half, Eastman, good move in the lane. Runner didn't fall. Tried to gain his own miss, did. Threw it over the rim, however. And Cormac Duffy rebounds for Stanley County. But boy, Eastman has been all over the place. It seems like he's a sixth starter for this team with what he's done off the bench tonight. Prince, left baseline drive, forced under the bucket and fouled. This one will be on Eastman. Terrence's first, 15 foul. Charles Long back in. Remember, he has 2 fouls, replacing Brill. Caden Heason comes out. And Brock Zeeb is in for him for Stanley County. Pass left wing off the stack to Prince. Up top to Titsy. Right wing Duffy, 3:25 and a half. Stanley County with the ball at a 17-16 lead here in Mission. And as Duffy drove, a little reach in by Ashton Eagle Bear of Todd County. His first team foul, number 6. And Stanley County will inbound, driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 1060 KGFX Pier, rebroadcasting on K276 GT103.1 FM Fort Pier. If you drink, don't drive. In the lane, a turnaround by Duffy. Off glass and good. That's what the window's there for. Cormac Duffy with 8. 19-16 Stanley County, 3:10 and a half. Only Duffy and Prince have scored. Right wing, a Crow 3 for Todd County off the rim. Titsy's there for the rebound. And Prince walks it into the front court again. 7-17 shooting for Stanley County, 41%, but they're 3-4 on threes. Todd County, 6-11 shooting. They're 1-3 on threes. Pass, oh, too far into the backcourt. Ooh. Titsy threw it high over Duffy's head. He tried to tightrope across that tide line and save it in the front court, but could not. Instead, it's Stanley County's 5th turnover. 2:48 in the first half. Don't forget our Bauman Lumber player of the game after the game. Official blows the whistle as the ball is being inbounded. I'm not sure why. He just made him inbound it again. Yellow Eagle the Crow back on the right wing for Yellow Eagle. Into the lane, there's Eastman. Good guy to give it to. He's triple-teamed. It scores anyway. Terrence Eastman now with 10 off of Kellen Herman's bench. 19-18, Stanley County by a point. 2:27 in the first half. And a ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Stanley County. It is Prince for Duffy, a lot of contact, but he shot it from 6 feet and made it anyway. Duffy now with 10. 21-18, Stanley County, 2:13 first half. It is in the lane for Eastman. Terrence for Yellow Eagle back to Eastman. He wants a three left wing and rimmed out. And Dayson Titsy, who's come up with some rebounds lately, has another for Stanley County. That's Titsy's fourth of the game. Three-point SC lead, 21-18, 1:50 remaining in the first half. Prince in the lane, pass Crowe. Good play. Eastman deflected a pass intended for Duffy out of bounds. Stanley County will keep it with 22 to shoot as they bring Steve Garou back in for Ashton Eagle Bear. Prince out there with Cormac Duffy, Rock Zeeb, Gavin Irving, and Dayson Titsy for Stanley County. 1:45 in the half. Prince with a left wing three. Open. He hit another. His fourth of the half. 14 for Lathan. 24-18 Stanley County. 1:35 in the first half. Baseline. It is to Yellow Eagle. Sage. Blocked right on the right lane line by Duffy, who then grabs the rebound. Max Folt talked about the defense he's playing. He just did it there. 1:15 and a half. This matches Stanley County's longest lead of the game at 5 at 23-18. Irving. Right wing Titsy outside the arc. He's guarded by Long. Handed to Duffy. 103 and a half. Out front for Titsy. Dayson into the lane. Oh, a little flip pass. Left wing for a Zeeb. Three. That's halfway down and out. Nifty little pass, though. Charles Long with a rebound for Todd County. 50 seconds in the half. Eastman, left wing for Crowe. Left corner for Yellow Eagle. Lost the handle. Gained it back. Swinging on the right side to Crowe. Middle of the right wing, Garou. 42 seconds. 20 on the shot clock for Todd County, who's down five. Skip it, left wing, Crowe. Once a three. Misses. Rebound, Zeeb. And Stanley County can walk it down and take it to the last possession of this first half. 29 seconds left. Shot clock and game clock really the same. 23-18 Stanley County with a basketball and the lead after they trailed by as many as four. They're up five, and they led by five early. Prince still walking in the circle. 15 seconds. Again, shot clock and game clock are really the same. Prince down to 10 seconds, still near the timeline. Trying to make a move. Uses a screen by Titsy. Brings it right wing to Zeeb. Dumped it to Duffy, 3 seconds, two. Drive by Duffy, scores right before the buzzer. Cormac Duffy with a 12-point first half. They couldn't have set that up any better. And it is a 26-18 lead. That last field goal, by the way, for Prince, I said three, was a two, but he still has 13 in the first half, and Duffy with 12. 7-point Stanley County lead at the half on the Wagner Auto scoreboard here in Mission, 25-18 over Todd County. Wagner Auto, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer. They've been in Pierre since 1907. Stay tuned for the CHS River Plains halftime report. Comes your way in 3 minutes from Mission. This is high school basketball, 1060 103.1 KGFX.
Planning for next year is right around the corner, but do you know how much nutrients your crops will need? Fall soil sampling with CHS River Plains can help you look at each field's nutrient carryover, provide you with a more accurate farm plan, and allow you to take a position on those nutrients needed when you see fit. Plus, it'll make your life easier next spring when the planters are ready to roll and you don't have to wait. Contact your local CHS River Plains agronomist today and we'll get the pickup headed your way.
It's a new year and a new you. Whether you're looking to finance a new vehicle or refinance your current one, Owyhee Federal Credit Union has the best rates in town. With rates starting at 2.25% APR, there's no reason not to check us out. Apply online or stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pierre and see what the ladies at Owyhee Federal Credit Union can do for you.
People helping people.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferdinand Electric. Ferdinand Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferdinand Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferdinand Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferdinand.com or find them on Facebook. Ferdinand Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Hi, this is Jody from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now is the time to take advantage of our refinance program with rates as low as 2.49%, plus no payments for 90 days. Give me a call at 224-4844 or stop up and meet the new friendly faces at our new location on North Garfield Avenue next to the Northridge Plaza. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
10 cents off per gallon. That's right. Get 10 cents off per gallon at the corner station in Pier. Every time you pay with cash or check, you receive 10 cents off the posted price of gas for your vehicle. Save more by going inside the corner station and shopping specials on beverages and snacks. And when you purchase 8 gallons of gas, you earn discounts at car washes, helping you save. The corner station, just above the train bridge in Pier.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications, 605-852-2224 or online at www.venture.com.
Halftime and the Stanley County Buffaloes, and well, they've exclusively used the scoring of Lathan Prince and Cormac Duffy. They're the only two have scored, but so far it's going just fine for the Buffs, who lead the Todd County Falcons by a score of 25-18. I'm David Burrell. Thanks for joining us. Studio coordinator is Trinity Pearson. Again, our apologies. We understand we're still not able to bring the video yet on the KGFX page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com, but we will get that corrected shortly. We are certainly working to do so. In the meantime, let's tell you about first half numbers. Again, the only two to score for Stanley County in that first half, Lathan Prince and Cormac Duffy. Prince with 13, Duffy with 12. Duffy also had four boards. Prince had a couple of fouls, but nobody got the three. Terrence Eastman at 10 for Todd County off the bench. Sage Yellow Eagle scored 6-2 for Richard Brill Jr. That's all the scoring for the Falcons. 14-11 rebound advantage for Stanley County. Off shot well, 48% on 10 of 21. Todd County shot well too, 47% on 7 of 15. Both teams foul shooting, not what they want. 2 of 7 Stanley County, 3 of 7 Todd County. 6 turnovers on Todd County, 5 Stanley County. Pretty well played half. Stanley County leads Todd County 25-18 at the break. Okay, so we want to let you know that, again, the next Buffalo boys action is Thursday night, and that's going to be in Chamberlain when they meet the Cubs. And that game will be on 10-6. No, it won't, David. It will be on 94.5, 100.5 KPLO. And that's with Darren Boyle. And that's at around 7:30 on Thursday night. And then the Buff boys' next game after that will be with Potter County Battlers, and that'll be at Parkview Auditorium on Monday, and we'll have that for you at around 7:30. No broadcast of this, but remember that the Buffalo girls come here to Todd County on Friday night. They were to have played tonight, but Todd County's girls are in health and safety protocol. Halftime at Todd County High School in Mission, and our score is Stanley County 25, Todd County 18. We'll take a 3-minute break, then we'll come back for the second half of action from Mission. More in 3 minutes here on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre is your one stop for fencing materials and supplies. Sioux Nation handles Red Brand steel posts and barbed wire. They carry staples, wood posts, both blunt and pointed, railroad ties, continuous fence, and guardrail. Sioux Nation sells quality Gallagher electric fence products, electric fence wire, heavy-duty tread-in posts, and insulators. Remember your high-quality Sioux steel gates. Mending your fences is almost enjoyable with help from the folks at Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre.
Your cancer care should be as unique as you are. At Avera Breast Center, our team of experts create a treatment plan that will work best for your type of cancer, using the latest screening, radiation, and surgical techniques. You also have access to holistic approaches to help with side effects, and a 24/7 call center for answers to your cancer questions when you need them. Learn more at avera.org/breast or by calling 855-697-2592.
Are you into discovering new beers? The Crossing Casino and Pier features tap beers from brewers across South Dakota. Use your Untappd app. That's UNTAPPD app. And learn more about locally brewed beers. Check out the beers they currently have on tap and ask about the Crossing Casino's weekly specials. Join your friends at the Crossing Casino. A relaxed atmosphere, flavorful beers, and plenty of friendly faces. The Crossing Casino is next to the Corner Station in Pier.
Hi, this is Jody from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now is the time to take advantage of our refinance program with rates as low as 2.49%, plus no payments for 90 days. Give me a call at 224-4844 or stop up and meet the new friendly faces at our new location on North Garfield Avenue next to the Northridge Plaza. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
Did you put more on that high-interest credit card this holiday season than you expected? Why not transfer that balance onto an Owyhee Federal Credit Union credit card with a fixed rate of 9.9% APR, no balance transfer fees, and no annual fees? How could you go wrong? Stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pier.
People helping people.
South Dakota didn't always have a capital, or even a permanent settlement for that matter. There wasn't always a river city on the Missouri River. And before First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872, there wasn't always a bank in South Dakota. Every timeless institution, tradition, and thriving business was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Here we go with the second half at Ben Riefel Auditorium, Galen Bush Court in Mission, Todd County High School, Stanley County 25, Todd County 18. David Burrell, Cindy Pearson, our studio coordinator, Big Daddy Dave helping out. And I promise now this time, folks, our video problems are solved. You can now watch us at the KGFX page, at the DRG News app, and at drgnews.com, brought to you by Bauman Lumber. Our apologies for that. The only way I can sum that up, to quote the late, great Howard Hessman, oh, and I almost forgot, booger. WKRP in Cincinnati. Google it if you're a younger viewer or listener. Here we go with the second half. It comes into Dace and Titsy. God rest your soul, Howard Hessman. Here is Prince on the right wing for Stanley County, who led by 5, trailed by 4. Now they're up 7. Passing the lane to Scott, trying to back down. Eastman, by the way, is starting the second half, walked out of bounds. And I can't blame Todd County for doing that the way he played in the first half. He's in there with Charles Long, Ray Crow, Steve Carew, and Sage Yellow Eagle. Starting 5 for Stanley County of Lathan, Prince, Cormac, Duffy, Gavin, Irving, Dayson, Titsy, and Strand Scott. Pass out front to Lathan Prince. Stanley County wearing purple. They're shooting at the basket to your left. Titsy on the arc on the right wing. Again, only Prince and Duffy have scored. Down to 7 on the shot clock. Duffy has his basketball. He goes for Prince. For Scott down low. 2 on the timer. He lays it in. And an angle over Eastman. First 2 for Strand. 27-18. Stanley County now by 9. Just underway third quarter. Again, only one win in the last 16 tries for the Buffalo Boys against this program. Right wing Yellow Eagle into the lane for Eastman. 13-footer. He's good. He's got to stay in there the way he's playing. He has 12 off Todd County's bench. 27-20 Stanley County. A minute gone in the third quarter. Left-hand dribble as Irving walks it across the timeline. Lost it, regained it. Crow with good D. Right wing Cormac Duffy. He drives on Guru. Out front for Irving, and he's bumped by Crow. Second foul on Ray. And good job by Irving to make sure he showed them he was fouled. He was fouled. It wasn't a flop, but Irving made sure he hit the floor. That's what senior knowledge does. First team foul of the second half on either team. Right wing open for a three. Now is Irving, but it's off the rim, and it's rebounded by Guru for Todd County. They've split their threes evenly, Stanley County. 3 for 6. Eastman in front of his bench on left wing. And his bunch, too. Out front to Crow. Oh, boy. And to the Yellow Eagle. Like I say, it's been that kind of a day. Yellow Eagle in the circle. Left wing for Guru. Good goal by here. Oh, Guru took steps. Turnover number 7. Now here comes Michael Larvey back in. This is the first time I believe he's been in since they substituted Eastman for him in the first quarter. Crow is out. Eastman leads Todd County with 12. Latham Prince, 13. Cormac Duffy, 12. And Strand's got 2. That's the Stanley County scoring. They're up 7 at 27 to 26 of 7 in the third. Right baseline, Prince back out front to Duffy. He carried it. They call travel, but he did both. That's only turnover number 6. And Stanley County, not a lot of turnovers the other night either against Crow Creek and Stephon. 2 minutes gone in the third quarter. 27 to 20, Stanley County. The boys' next play, Chamberlain at the Armory over there Thursday evening on KPLO around 7:30. Good pass from Long to Larvey, who drives for a layup. Points in the paint for Todd County. Cut the Stanley County lead to 5, 27-22, 5:39 in the third quarter. Again, no fans here, so that's why you're not hearing as much ambient noise as you might. And it's dribbling out front is Titsy, a foul called away from that on Todd County's Sage Yellow Eagle, his second team foul on the Falcons in this second half. New shot clock, 5:30 in the third. 27-22 Stanley County, and with the basketball, Prince stops in the circle. Left wing for Titsy, backs up against Larvey. Right wing for Irving, head fake right of the lane. Titsy tried a three, now drives past Larvey into Scott, but he couldn't hang on to the ball, and it's taken in by Terrence Eastman for Todd County. Past Irving, left corner. Three on the way for Guru is off the front rim, just a little wide. Gavin Irving rebounds for Stanley County. Just 1 of 6 on three-pointers for Todd County. And SC walks it into the front court of the basket to our left again. Duffy now with a baseline drive left, cut off. Bounce to Prince. He tries on the left baseline. And back to Duffy. Left baseline. He stops, cut off well again by Charles Long. Down to 12 on the shot clock and 10 as Prince has it, top of the right wing. 4:38 in the third, the timer's at 7. Prince with 5 down low. Scott couldn't hang on, but it was knocked out of bounds by Todd County. However, when Stanley County inbounds, I think the one official, and I think they got this right finally. It did go off Scott. It sure looked that way to me. And the trail official says, nope, that went off what the officials say blue. It's actually purple. And it is a Stanley County turnover, and Todd County with it back with 4:25 in the third, down 5 at 27-22. And it is handed from Guru to Long. Steps here, and a turnover on Todd County, number 8 on them. And some pressure off the inbound here. It's lobbed to Prince at the opposing foul line. Now Todd County backs off, and Prince just walks it into the front court again. Right wing to Duffy. Cormac in the lane. Stop. Now makes a drive past 2 defenders. Shot missed. Strand Scott ends up with it. Throws it off the glass and missing. And then it's knocked out of bounds by Eastman. Strand Scott for the second time in this game. Coming up with an offensive board. It'll stay with Stanley County. New shot clock. 4:04 in the third. They're still up 5. 27-22. This game's become a bit of a slog. Prince trying to clear off. Got away with one there, maybe. Duffy in the old circle. Backs out to the top of the wing. 3:55 in the third. Bounce pass up. Only Todd County Falcons were there. Sage Yellow Eagle with the steal. And into the front court. Left wing, Guru for a baseline drive. For a cutting, Eastman, who scores from 4 feet. And that's 14 off the bench for Terrence Eastman. 14 of their 24. 27-24. Stanley County by 3. 3:34 in the third. Anybody's game here in Mission, and head coach Max Folk wants a 30-second Actegra timeout. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential. Straight from the start, contact your local Actegra cooperative today. 3:31, third quarter. Stanley County 27, Todd County 24. Back to Mission in 30 seconds on KGFX.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pier, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
Bauman Lumber will have our player of the game in our postgame tonight. Who will it be? Still a lot to be determined in this game. Stanley County at 10-2, looking for win number 6 in a row. Leading Todd County here in Mission, 27-24, 3.5 minutes left in the third. Been a good, well-played game. Prince on left wing for Stanley County. Up top for Duffy, right wing. Brock Zeeb has just come into the game. He replaced Scott, 14 on the shot clock. Is on the left baseline now for Titsy. Drives off glass, missing. Rebounded Charles Long. Good drive, but then the shot was too hard. Right corner for an open three is Giroux to tie the game. It didn't fall, however, and Duffy rebounds for Stanley County. There have been two lead changes, three ties in this game. Stanley County by a three right now, 27-24, 2:53 third quarter. Titsy directs traffic. Left wing Duffy steps outside the arc, misses a three, and rebound brought down by Yellow Eagle for Todd County, who tried to tie it with a three on the right wing by Long, but it misses. Yellow Eagle saved it for a jumper that's short by Larvey. And Duffy rebounds for Stanley County again, the Buffs. Walk it into the front court with 2:21 left in the third. They're up 27-24 into the lane. Spin move, but left short otherwise by Gavin Irving, and the rebound to Giroux for Todd County. On the left wing for Long. Up top, a three for Yellow Eagle to tie it. That misses. Lathan Prince with his first rebound of the game for Stanley County. Todd County's only 1 of 9 on three-pointers now. 1:54 in the third. Still 27-24, Stanley County. Well, they have achieved their objective of slowing this game down. Duffy took steps. Cormack commits the 10th Stanley County turnover. Rebounding advantage as we have it, 20-15 for Stanley County, who hasn't committed a foul yet in the second half. Todd County with two, but there have been chances for fouls as the teams have moved on the baseline. Larvey is on that left baseline now for Todd County. Up top to Yellow Eagle. Eastman left foul line extended. Dump pass in the lane. Rolled off the rim by Long. Rebounded by Prince. Stanley County again hangs on to their three-point lead. Down to 1:22 in the third quarter. Prince with a bounce in the right wing to Dayson Titsy. Up top for Gavin Irving. Four seniors and Brock Zeeb, the sophomore, on the floor for Stanley County. Duffy directs traffic. 105 in the third, 12 on the shot clock. Prince right wing makes a man miss. Shoots a three, left it just a little short. Larvey the rebound. Todd County still down just a three. Knocked out of bounds by Stanley County into the Todd County bench with 54.6 left in the third quarter. No, it's not run and gun basketball, but it's a pretty well-played game. Ray Crow of Todd County off to the locker room and looked to be in a hurry. Ugh. So he's out of the lineup for the moment. 48 seconds in the third. Lob to Eastman. What a good game he's played. Took an extra step. Yep. He claimed he was fouled, but Eastman is called for traveling. Ninth turnover on Todd County. Stanley County with it back with 44.7 to go in the third quarter. And here comes Ray Crow, by the way. He's all right and back on the Todd County bench. Prince on left wing with 37 seconds left in the third quarter. 27-24 Stanley County, who've been outscored 6-2 in a low-scoring third quarter. Prince for Duffy right wing. He has the Buffs only bucket in this quarter. Right wing, a long three by Prince. Missed everything, and it's not being able to be saved by Lathan. It's out of bounds to Todd County. So despite hitting only one field goal in this third quarter, Stanley County hanging on to the lead. It was 7. It is 3 now. 20 seconds left in the third. Shot clock off. As Yellow Eagle eases it across the timeline. Sage being guarded, not tightly at the moment, but being guarded by Gavin Irvin. 8 seconds, seven. Six in the right corner, it is long. Charles with four, drives to the lane. Kick it out for Larby with one. Right corner for a three that would have counted had it gone, but it didn't for Yellow Eagle at the end of the third quarter. On the Wagner Auto scoreboard, we've got a tight one in Mission. Stanley County 27, Todd County 24. Wagner Auto and Pier, the one place to go. The fourth quarter from Mission, a good one, continues in 1 minute on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Hi, this is Jody from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now is the time to take advantage of our refinance program with rates as low as 2.49%, plus no payments for 90 days. Give me a call at 224-4844 or stop up and meet the new friendly faces at our new location on North Garfield Avenue next to the Northridge Plaza. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
Fourth quarter, a pretty interesting game here in Mission. Stanley County leading Todd County 27-24. Buffs still ahead despite shooting just 1 of 8 in the third quarter. Only the one field goal, the steal on the way up by Duffy. And it's Todd County's ball with the arrow to start the fourth quarter of play. They're at 40% shooting. Stanley County 38%. Yellow Eagle. Right foul line extended. It's Eastman. Looks for someone open. Kicks it on the left wing to Long. He's just outside the lane. Down to 17 on the shot clock as a three is on the way by Eastman. He's fouled by Gavin Irving. His first, that's the first foul in the second half on Stanley County, but it will give Terrence Eastman a chance to tie this game at the foul line. He has three free throws. And while he's shooting, I'll tell you what the Pier Governor girls are doing, and they're doing good things tonight. First free throw good, it's 27-25. The Governor girls are leading Harrisburg at the half at the Riggs High Gym 34-22. What a first half Remington Price had. 7 of 7 shooting, 4 threes, 18 points. Eastman missed the second, so it's still 27-25. Brian Oakland has that game on River 92-7. The Governor girls play in Yankton Thursday night. That's also on River 92-7 at 6:30. Governor wrestling right here on Thursday. He missed the third, only made one of the three. And Dayson Titsy with a rebound, so Stanley County still with a two-point lead, 27-25. Early fourth quarter, and as Prince drove, he's bumped by Eastman. His second and the third team foul on Todd County. So, just to the left of the Stanley County bench, it'll be Dayson Titsy to inbound. As I try not to have my voice echo through this place, again, no fans here. Health and safety protocol. Scott trying to set a screen as Prince comes to the right baseline. Stripped but fouled also by Yellow Eagle. Sage's third. Team foul number 4. And 2 free throws for Prince. It was 2 out of 3 shooting on a 3-shot foul in the first quarter. Ray Crow will come in after this first free throw for Todd County. Prince with 13 in the first half. I said Duffy. It was Scott with the only field goal in the second quarter. Prince hit it in the third quarter, that is, 28-25. Stanley County. Crow is in for Yellow Eagle for Todd County. Second one on the way for Lathan Prince. He hit that too. He has 15. SC 29, Todd County 25. 7:15 left in regulation. Very interesting game here in Mission. We hope you're enjoying it. Remember, you can watch it now at the KGFX page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com, brought to you by Bauman Lumber. Guru for Todd County to Eastman. What a game he's had off the bench. Stops right lane line. Out front to Guru, right wing for Long. Head fake, pass Prince. One-hander, good over Duffy. Nice move by Charles Long. Makes it a two-point game with his first two of this game. 29-27. Stanley County by 2. 6:45 left in regulation. Prince using a Scott screen. Moves to the right of the circle. for Duffy out front. Take that three. Passed it on left wing to Titsy, guarded by Crow. For Irving. It is for Titsy now. And Irving knocked over Crow. Offensive foul. And again, they got it right. Gavin second. He fouled number two. And the 11th Stanley County turnover. And Todd County can tie or lead this trip. 29-27 SC. 6:25 left in the fourth quarter. Crow using a screen by Long. Bounces it. Steal. Great play by Gavin Irving. Drives on Eastman, who blocked him. One great play brings another one. Guru with a rebound. Wonderful play and hustle to get back by Guru. Right wing three by Long for the lead is no good. And Cormac Duffy with a rebound for Stanley County, who hangs on to the two-point lead. They have 4 points in this half, yet they're still leading. Titsy up top for Gavin Irving. 5:50 left. They could use some points this time. Scott right elbow of the lane. Bounce it out front to Duffy. 15 on the Stanley County shot clock. Duffy with a drive. Drop step into the lane. Draws a foul. He'll have two free throws. As hitting him was Charles Long for his third. Fifth team foul. Every free throw is important now. Duffy missed two earlier. Stanley County only 4 of 9 tonight. The first one for Cormac is good. 30-27 SC. 5:41 left in regulation. Long out and Richard Brill Jr. back in for Todd County. 5:41 still to play, but every possession important in this tight a game. Duffy will try to make it a two-possession lead for Stanley County. On the way and missing and rebounded is Eastman. Todd County down a three. 5:33 left. Crow into the front court. Right wing for Brill. Left wing Stephen Guru. Skipping on the right side for Crow. Right corner for Brill. Baseline off the leg of Titsy and ended up in the hands of Strand Scott. It's a Todd County turnover. Stanley County again hangs on to the lead. 5:15 remaining. They're up three at 30-27. A slog it out second half. Stanley County with only 4 points since the second half began. 5 points, I should say. Yet they hold on to the lead. It was 25-18 at the half. Now it's 30-27. Prince with 10 on the shot clock. Driving on Larvey. Into the lane. Left wing is Irving. Oh, just hammered by Crow. And Gavin says, give me a little help and help me up. And he is up. Crow used his third foul completely. Team foul number 6. So the next one will... Next common foul will mean the bonus for Stanley County. But they want to be better at the line. 5 of 11 is where they stand. 4:53 left. Titsy on the left wing to Lathan Prince. New shot clock, so they'll just back it out and play the half-court game. Extend that defense is what they'll try to do. Guru guarding him, but not tightly. 23 seconds on the shot clock. 4:39 remaining. Right wing Duffy on the baseline missed. Gained his own rebound. Threw that one over the rim. Scott then knocked over Larvey. Trying to gain position for the rebound. Strand's third foul. Third team foul on SC. And again, Todd County. Comes full court, down only a three. 4.5 minutes left. Stanley County 30, Todd County 27. In a tense one here in Mission for the Buffs as they try to extend their 5-game winning streak. They're 10-2. Left wing. Oh, it's behind Eastman. The pass by Guru and out of bounds. Oh, boy. As Sage Ellowy go back in for Brill, but Stanley County will inbound. Again, they will take their time with 4:18 left. Prince takes the pass and just now crosses the timeline to Duffy. He's guarded by Guru between the rings. Cormac with a left hand dribble to the left wing for Lathan Prince. 4:05 remaining. Only one field goal, only 5 points in the second half. But Stanley County still in front. Prince using a Scott screen. Moves to the right lane line. Drives to the hole and scores! Pick and roll there, and Prince finishes it with a layup.
17 for Lathan, 32-27. Big hoop there. Stanley County by 5. 3:45 left. The ball is lost by Larry and stolen by Lathan Prince. Driving for a layup and good. Lathan Prince scores off the turnover. He has 19. That extends the Stanley County lead to 7. Boy, two big buckets there for the Buffs. 34-27. They lead. Kellen Harmon, or Herman of Todd County, wants a full Integra timeout. 3:31 to play. Stanley County now by 7. 34-27 over Todd County. Back in 1 minute here on KGFX.
Your cancer care should be as unique as you are. At Avera Breast Center, our team of experts create a treatment plan that will work best for your type of cancer, using the latest screening, radiation, and surgical techniques. You also have access to holistic approaches to help with side effects and a 24/7 call center for answers to your cancer questions when you need them. Learn more at avera.org/breast or by calling 855-697-2592. Oahe Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Now does Stanley County have enough of a cushion after those two turnovers and layups? They're up 7 over Todd County. 34-27, 3:25 left in the lane. Is Larby for the Falcons. Drives, had it knocked away. Larby regained it. Back out to Eastman. Dump pass down low off a hand of a Stanley County player. It'll stay with Todd County. 14 on the Falcons shot clock. 3:16 left. They need points now. Down 7 to SC. 34-27. Left baseline, a lob. From Yellow Eagle to Crow. Crow dumped it for Eastman in the lane. Scores again. Give it to him. He's going to put it in. He has 17 off the bench. 34-29 Stanley County. 3:03 remaining against pressure. Irving smartly into the front court. Gavin all the way to the drive. It lays it in. He goes 90 feet against pressure and lays it in for his first two in the game. Back to a 7-point SC lead at 36-29 with 2:45 left. How about that by Gavin Irving? Yellow Eagle for Eastman up top. Into the left corner now for Yellow Eagle. Took the pass from Guru for Crow between the rings. 11 on the shot clock. Todd County needs points now. They're down to 8 to shoot. Left wing Crow stops left of the lane. One-hand runner. Banker scores. Nice play by Crow for his first two of the game. 36-31 Stanley County. 2:18 left in Buffalo basketball. Irving, little nudge by Crow. They let it go. And Irving's into the front court. 2:10 remaining. Right wing for Titsy. Stanley County trying to hang on for win number 6 in a row. And a good game here in Mission. Right wing, it is Duffy. Titsy middle of the wing. Down to 15 on the shot clock. They bring in the Prince up top. It is Yellow Eagle out there to guard him. 10 as he's near the center circle. 8 on the timer. Right wing drive. No good, but a foul. That nearly went in for Prince. Off that big first step and a nice move to the right block. The foul is on Michael Larvey. His first. Two shots again for Lathan. It's at the line tonight. 4 out of 5. Trying to extend a 5-point lead with a minute 51 remaining. The first is good. 37-31 Stanley County. And between free throws, Larvey out and Charles Long back in. Our Bauman Lumber player of the game in our post game. A tight one for Stanley County. Trying to hold on here in Mission. Second free throw for Prince. Rolls around and stays down. An 8-point fourth quarter for Prince, 21 in the game, 38-31 Stanley County. 1:44 left. The onus on Todd County. They've got to score every time now. Guru right wing to Crow. 1:38 left. They're down 7 as Guru has it. Irving trying to take it away. Guru keeps it. Bounce to Eastman in the circle. Down to 16 on the shot clock. Into the lane from 8. Count it with a foul. Eastman keeps the hopes for Todd County alive as he was leaned into by Scott, and that strands fourth. 38-33 for Stanley County with a minute 29 left. Eastman will go for his 20th point
here at the line. He did not start this game. Came in midway through the first quarter and has really played most of the way since. He hit the free throw. 38-34 Stanley County. And Kellen Herman, the Falcons head coach, wants a 30-second Aggteca timeout. Come back with us in 30 for the finish. 38-34 Stanley County. A minute 29 left, back in 30 seconds on KGFX.
Are you into discovering new beers? The Crossing Casino and Pier features tap beers from brewers across South Dakota. Use your Untappd app. That's UNTAPPD app. And learn more about locally brewed beers. Check out the beers they currently have on tap and ask about the Crossing Casino's weekly specials. Join your friends at the Crossing Casino. A relaxed atmosphere, flavorful beers, and plenty of friendly faces. The Crossing Casino is next to the Corner Station in Pier.
Well, I'd say if Stanley County can get out of here with a win, they would be as relieved as they were coming out of Stephon with a win last Thursday over Crow Creek. But they're hanging on to a 38-34 lead here, but there's still a minute 29 left in regulation. 17 fouls on Todd County. So Stanley County's in the bonus. The Buffs have 14 fouls. They hope that's not a concern. The possession arrow here points to Stanley County, and each team has three timeouts remaining. Duffy in to Titsy. Todd County will have to think about fouling soon. Irving on the left baseline. Now they'll just back it out. Prince, or Duffy, it is guarded by Grew. Hands it to Gavin Irving. Prince is on the left side. Now Todd County may now fouls down to 15 on the shot clock. Left wing pass to Prince. 13 to shoot. 107 remaining. Prince working on Yellow Eagle. Yellow Eagle did foul him. But the clock drained down to a minute four. The fourth on Yellow Eagle, the eighth team foul. Big one and one here for Lathan Prince with a four-point Stanley County lead and a minute four left in the fourth quarter. Prince with eight in the quarter, eight of the Buffs 11. 21 for the game. First free throw rimmed out and rebounded by Long for Todd County. They can cut it to two or one. Mandatory, really, for them that they score. 55 seconds left. Long, left wing for Guru. 53 seconds to play as Prince guards Guru. Between the rings, right wing for Crow. 49 seconds left. Eastman tried to use a screen. Kellen Herman wants an Aggteca timeout, a full one. We'll take a minute. 46.7 left. Stanley County 38, Todd County 34, and we're back in a minute on KGFX.
Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre is your one stop for fencing materials and supplies. Sioux Nation handles Red Brand steel posts and barbed wire. They carry staples, wood posts, both blunt and pointed, railroad ties, continuous fence, and guardrail. Sioux Nation sells quality Gallagher electric fence products, electric fence wire, heavy-duty tread-in posts, and insulators. Remember your high-quality Sioux steel gates. Mending your fences is almost enjoyable with help from the folks at Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre.
Did you put more on that high-interest credit card this holiday season than you expected? Why not transfer that balance onto an Owyhee Federal Credit Union credit card with a fixed rate of 9.9% APR, no balance transfer fees, and no annual fees? How could you go wrong? Stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pierre.
People helping people, Owyhee. Owyhee Federal Credit Union.
46.7 left. Still some 10 seconds for Stanley County, but they do have a two-possession lead over Todd County, 38-34. Again, the team fouls are eight now for Todd County and four for Stanley County. Two timeouts now left for Todd County, three for Stanley County. Possession arrow points to SC. Todd County's ball. Again, they've got to score. 43 seconds to play. Right wing, Guru wants a three. It's off the front rim. Rebounded Gavin Irving for Stanley County, and he's fouled with 35.4 left, and Todd County had two. 19 foul. It's on Ray Crow, and that is his fourth. And again, it's just 7 to 14 at the foul line tonight for Stanley County, but if Irving can hit two here, it would help them tremendously, and he hit the front end of the one and one. His third point of the game makes it 39-34. Stanley County, 35.4 remaining. And now Irving will try to make it a six-point lead. Knee bend on the way. missed. Rebounded by Eastman. Whistle. We have a lane violation here on Todd County. Irving's going to have a second chance. So not a rebound for Eastman. The lane violation will give Gavin Irving one more try to make it a six-point game. Every point's important now. Three dribbles on the way. On the board! A big win for Irving. 40-34 Stanley County, down to 33 seconds left. Todd County with Crow. Spins. Nearly loses the ball. Does lose it. It's a dual possession. It's Stanley County ball. With 28.4 left. Strand Scott out and Brock Zeeb is in. Now, Todd County's going to foul right away if they can't steal. It'll mean the two-shot bonus, but they have to stop that clock. And Prince is fouled by Yellow Eagle, and he fouls out. 25.6 left. Or no, they're going to say it was a travel before that foul. And Todd County calls their next to last timeout with 25.6 seconds remaining. Another Agtegra timeout by Kellen Herman. It's a 30. So it'll be Todd County ball. They're down 6 to Stanley County, 40-34, and we return in 30 seconds on KGFX.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
So to make it straight, Lathan Prince was called for a travel before he was fouled, so it's Todd County ball. Basket to our right, left baseline. They're down 6 to Stanley County, 40-34, 25.6 remaining. Up front to Crow to Eastman, outside the arc on right wing. Crow up top, three. It's got to go for him. It didn't. Stryan's got the rebound, and he's fouled with 18 seconds left. That may have been the last reasonable hope for Todd County. You know, a timeout before the foul is called. But it's a timeout for Stanley County with 18 seconds to go. An Agtegra timeout. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. We'll take 30 here and then come back for the finish. 40-34. Stanley County holding on to the lead over Todd County. Just under 19 seconds left. And we're back in 30 seconds on KGFX.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
So Stanley County will inbound, and again, for Todd County, no choice if they don't have a steal to foul. 18 seconds exactly are what remain, 40-34. Stanley County leading Todd County. The inbounder is not guarded. It comes into Prince. They don't get a steal, so they do have to foul with Guru, his first. That's team foul number 10. So Prince will have two at the line. Really realistically to put it away right here with 16.2 to go. 40-34 Stanley County, and what a fourth quarter Prince has had. He has 8 of his 21 for the game and 8 of Stanley County's 13 in this final 8-minute session. First of 2 since it's the two-shot bonus. He's good. 41-34 Stanley County with 16.2 to play. Strand Scott back in to replace Brock Zeeb. So that makes it a 3-possession game. It'll be very difficult for Todd County now. Bauman Lumber with our player of the game in our post game. Stay tuned. And the Buffs go to Chamberlain on the boys' side. KPLO, 7:30 Thursday evening. One more for Lathan Prince. Good again. And it's an 8-point Stanley County lead. It's 23 for Prince. 42-34, 15 seconds left. Good comeback by Todd County. It's going to come short. Eastman with a miss on a 3. Rebounded by Long. He tries the 3. That missed. And it's rebounded by Jason Titsy to run out the clock. And the Stanley County Buffaloes hang on for their 6th win in a row. After leading early,
and losing the lead and gaining it back. They win despite having only two in the third quarter, but they hang on for a hard-earned victory here in Mission. Our final score on the Wagner Auto scoreboard, the Stanley County with six wins in a row for the first time since they started the 2016-17 season with seven straight wins. They improved to 11-2. Todd County with a loss is now at 5-7. Our post game on the way, including our Bauman Lumber player of the game, back with that from Mission in 2 minutes on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre is your one stop for fencing materials and supplies. Sioux Nation handles Red Brand steel posts and barbed wire. They carry staples, wood posts, both blunt and pointed, railroad ties, continuous fence, and guardrail. Sioux Nation sells quality Gallagher electric fence products, electric fence wire, heavy-duty tread-in posts, and insulators. Remember your high-quality Sioux steel gates. Mending your fences is almost enjoyable with help from the folks at Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre.
Your cancer care should be as unique as you are. At Avera Breast Center, our team of experts create a treatment plan that will work best for your type of cancer, using the latest screening, radiation, and surgical techniques. You also have access to holistic approaches to help with side effects and a 24/7 call center for answers to your cancer questions when you need them. Learn more at avera.org/breast or by calling 855-697-2592.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It only takes a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Hi, this is Jody from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now is the time to take advantage of our refinance program with rates as low as 2.49%, plus no payments for 90 days. Give me a call at 224-4844 or stop up and meet the new friendly faces at our new location on North Garfield Avenue next to the Northridge Plaza. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
South Dakota didn't always have a capital, or even a permanent settlement for that matter. There wasn't always a river city on the Missouri River. And before First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872, there wasn't always a bank in South Dakota. Every timeless institution, tradition, and thriving business was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Stanley County takes an 8-point win, but for most of this game, it was a lot tighter than that. The Buffaloes overcoming just a 2-point third quarter, but they come up big in the fourth quarter and hang on to the lead and win for just the second time in their last 17 meetings in boys basketball with Todd County. 42-34, the final for Stanley County over Todd County tonight here in Mission for the Buffs' sixth consecutive victory. Lathan Prince led the way with 23. He had 8 of his 23 in the fourth quarter. Cormac Duffy with 13. And for Cormac, 12 of those were in the first half. 4 points for Gavin Irving, 2 for Strand Scott. That was the Stanley County scoring. Off the bench, Terrence Eastman leading Todd County. He had 20 points tonight. Sage Yellow Eagle with 6 all in the first half. 2 each for Ray Crow, Richard Brill Jr., and for Charles Long. For the game, Stanley County 40% on 14 of 35, just 4 of 14 in the second half, but the scoreboard says they won. Todd County with 41% shooting on 14 of 34. They tried 15 threes tonight and made only one. Stanley County, well, still 11 of 18 foul shooting better, but boy, did they do the job in the fourth quarter of the line tonight. 9 of 11 in the fourth quarter at the foul line for Stanley County. Todd County overall at the line was 5 of 11. Rebounding advantage for Stanley County, 27-22.
Both teams took pretty good care of the ball. Stanley County, 12 turnovers. Todd County, 13. There were two lead changes. There were three ties. Stanley County's longest lead ended up being their final lead of 8. Todd County, after trailing early by 5, took a 4-point lead in the second quarter before Stanley County came back. It was Todd County at the end of 112-10, but then 25-18 Stanley County at the half. 27-24 Stanley County held on at the end of 3, and then they win it by 8. 42-34, Todd County team that, boy, just couldn't get shots to fall. I have to say, they are probably a little bit better than their 5-7 record now. But Stanley County now at 11-2, their longest winning streak now in 5 seasons of 6. And they'll try to make it 7 Thursday night in Chamberlain. And we'll let you know before we leave about a relatively tough schedule the rest of the way for the bus. But before we do that, let's name our Bauman Lumber Player of the Game. And we'll do that when we return in 30 seconds to Mission here on KGFX.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sail Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
Well, Nathan Prince is the Buffalo Star, certainly, and he was 8 out of 10 at the foul line in this game, including 6 out of 7 in the fourth quarter. He turned the two turnovers. Remember, it was still a 3-point lead at that point for Stanley County, a 30-27, but on back-to-back possessions, he turned turnovers into fast break layup hoops. Big fourth quarter for Lathan Prince, the Buffalo senior, one of several, of course, but he is our Bauman Lumber Player of the Game and will receive a T-shirt. But what a job, too, by Terrence Eastman, scoring 20 off of Todd County's bench, and Cormac Duffy with another fine game, too. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 1060 KGFX Pier, rebroadcasting on K276GT, 103.1 FM Fort Pier. Drive sober or get pulled over. So here's what's left for the Buffalo boys. First, we'll tell you that no broadcast of this, but the Buffalo girls will come here to play Todd County on Friday night, a game originally scheduled for tonight. But the rest of the Buffs boys games are all on stations of the DRG Media Group. And as we say, tough ones coming up. First in Chamberlain at the Armory to meet the Cubs. That's Thursday evening around 7:30 with Darren on 94.5, 100.5 KPLO. Then Potter County, who just moved into the top 5. Actually, it's the top 6 before because they're tied for 5th. Anyway, Potter County's in the poll for the first time this year, and they're playing well again. And they come to Parkview Auditorium, broadcast 7:30 here on KGFX on Monday night. Then on Thursday, back to this part of South Dakota, and White River Tigers, another state-ranked Class B team. That'll be around 7:30 Thursday of next week, February 10th. And then a pretty good Wall Eagle team comes to Parkview Auditorium to complete a varsity doubleheader. We'll have both of those 4:45 a week from Saturday, February 12th, here on KGFX. And then the Buffs go to Mobridge, take on the Mobridge Pollock Tigers. That's 2 weeks from tonight, the 15th of February. That'll be on the home of the Tigers Star 99 at around 7:30 that evening. And remember, the Buffalo still do have to play Lyman. They were to have hosted the Raiders in the opener of the season, but bad weather prevented that from happening. They're going to make that up on Monday night, the 21st of February. We'll have that here on KGFX at around 7:30. And there's one more game to be made up on the final Friday of the regular season, Friday, February 25th, with the Cheyenne Eagle Butte Braves coming to town. They were supposed to have come in with their boys. The girls did, of course, last Saturday, where the Buffalo girls won, but the Braves boys were in health and safety protocols. So that game will be on Friday night, February 25th at around 7:30. That one will be on River 92.7, as that'll be the night of the state wrestling championships. Remember, they changed that format, and the individual championships are on Friday night this year. Tell you about the Pier Governor girls before we go. They had an 11-point lead at the end of 3. They're hanging on against Harrisburg, 52-49, with just over 4 minutes to play, and Brian Oakland has that on what suddenly become a tense finish on River 92-7. And
as we say, our next Buffalo action here on KGFX for the boys hosting Potter County Monday evening at Parkview at 7:30. Our next sports action here, believe it or not, this is our only basketball game on KGFX this week, but we will have wrestling for you on Thursday. Brian Oakland will head to the Huron Arena. Those are those peer governor duels with Watertown and Huron that were to have happened last month. Again, bad weather postponing those. So they're going to be at the Huron Arena on Thursday, and our coverage here on KGFX will begin at 3:30. That is on Thursday afternoon. The Mitchell home duel for the governors that was scheduled for Thursday will instead be next Tuesday at the Riggside Gym before the Governor girls host Huron, and we'll have both of those for you here on KGFX. That's right, wrestling and basketball, same venue on the same day. It all started 4:30 next Tuesday. Most interesting. Of course, after tonight's game, and we'll see if the Governor girls can hang on against Harrisburg, they go to Yankton for a Thursday night game with the Gazelles, and that'll be on River 92.7 at 6:30. So that's a lot of what is coming up. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice, slow down in case of ice. High school basketball on 1060 103.1 KGFX, brought to you by Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre, First Dakota National Bank, Avera St. Mary's Hospital, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Fisher Rounds and Associates Insurance and Real Estate, Ferding Electric, The Corner Station and The Crossing, Oahe Federal Credit Union, and Venture Communications. And the special in-game sponsors to help bring you high school basketball here on KGFX include Becky Potsava, State Farm Insurance, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Montana Dakota Utilities, Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pierre, Actegra, CHS River Plains, also Bauman Lumber, and Wegner Auto. Thanks to our studio coordinator, Trinity Pearson, with able assistance tonight from Big Daddy Dave Williams, and thanks to John Sterling for his help too. Again, look for at least some of this game on video. Sorry about those problems. Brought to you by Bauman Lumber at the KGFX page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. And special thanks to Athletic Director Chuck Wilson and all the nice folks here at Todd County for being so helpful, and a nice job by these folks in renovating this building. You'd never know it was 56 years old. Stanley County Buffaloes are just glad to get out with a win. I'm David Burrow. The winning streak is now at 6 for the SC boys. Final score one more time on the Wegner Auto scoreboard in Mission. Stanley County 42, Todd County 34. Classic country to take you through the night. Big Daddy Dave is back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you for joining us. Good night from Mission.